So to finish off our insights into this bracha of Re'eva and Yinu, perhaps it's worth looking at what Shimon Schwab has to say, because it really is so powerful for these times. Re'eva and Yinu Riva Rivenu, see our affliction, fight our battles, which essentially means see our misery. We don't really have any real power to guarantee our survival, and therefore we ask you, Hashem, to fight our battle. And this idea that danger is lurking all around us is something that we say very clearly on the Tanis Tzibur, when we say, Aninu Hashem Aninu. But Yom Tzim Tanis Seinu Kibitzar G'dayl Anachnu, answer us, Hashem, answer us on the day of our fast, when we afflict ourselves because we're in great distress. This tefillah goes all the way back to the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. We lived in Eretz Yisrael, and we were very conscious of the fact that there was dangers that exist all around. It was true then, 2,500 years ago, and it's true now. When we talk about the Geula, we're not talking about the Geula Shlema. This is a tefillah for protection against the daily assaults, fears, apprehensions, the persecutions that we face, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, Rav Schwab explains that the Geula that we're talking about here is not the Geula Shlema, but rather the Aschalta de Geula, the beginning of the Geula. The Gemara asks, Maro loyma Geula b'shvius, amarava, mitech shasid nigal b'shvius. Why is the Geula said as the seventh bracha of the Amida? Because the Geula Shlema. So the Geula will take place in Shvius, in the seventh year. Aye, the Gemara asks, the Geula is going to take place on Motzei Shvius, but not during Shvius itself. The Gemara says, Milchama nami aschalta de Geula hi. The wars, while still part of the Galus, are considered the beginning of the Geula. And therefore, when we ask Hashem to protect us during these wars, this is essentially the Geula within the Galus, the Aschalta de Geula, the beginning of the Geula, the ability to fight. That's what we're asking Hashem for. Protect us at this stage, wherever we're up to specifically in history, we need your help. Because you're Gael Chazakata, you're a strong Redeemer. You showed us again and again and again that you're the constant Redeemer of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gael Yisrael, you're constantly redeeming us throughout our long exile. While we're in Galus, we're hated, we're despised by the world. We look to you, Hashem, our Goyal. Rav Schwab says about himself, when he came to America, having just left Nazi Germany, he once asked, you know, what's anti-Semitism like here in America? This person's already been in America for 40 years. He says, nobody likes us, but some don't hate us. He brings examples of the Americans, the Allies' refusal to bomb the rail tracks to Auschwitz. And he says that our situation in Galus is tenuous, even if we feel quite secure, because there are potential dangers all around. We're not really as secure as we like to think we are. He explains it's like a person who feels quite healthy but goes to the doctor and says, yeah, you might have a few minor ailments, but actually you are actually seriously ill. And that's Galus. Throughout our exile, we've existed by miracles. Despite the fact that we are seriously ill, Hashem constantly sustains us. And that's the amazing thing about it. We don't feel it, because He's constantly protecting us. That's the Al Nisecha Shebachol Yom Imanu of Maidin. He's always looking after us, and therefore we don't realize often how precarious our situation is most of the time. So we stop and think and realize how much we need Hashem to protect us.